At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin and asking her colleagues this very difficult question. Is Russia's war on Ukraine a global war? The responses are revelatory to me, sitting here in the East Coast of the United States, assuming that everybody pays attention when the U.S. gets involved. But that is not necessarily the case through history. And certainly right now, there are voices that, well, they raise good points that we don't hear in the political conversation in Washington. Judy, I especially embrace the remark by your lead correspondent, Thorsten Benner, co-founder, director of the Global Public Policy Institute. He says, very bluntly, the U.S. has lost credibility as a leader, especially to the global South. And other correspondents mention why that is true, but right now I just want to focus on that. That is one explanation for why there are states that are sympathetic to Russia's statement of the war and have not, though they may have voted to sanction Russia in the UN General Assembly, they are not participating in sanctions. There are other voices in the Global South that not only didn't vote sanctions, but also are right now entertaining Russian counselors. So we come back to the question, is this a global war? According to Mr. Benner, it is not. Is that an opinion that is embraced in Germany?
In Germany, the idea of war scares the population. And for this to be a global war would be quite shocking, because there's still a generation that remembers the Second World War, and the idea of war is so frightening to Germany particularly. And the whole reason for this question was to find out, you know, what do other countries outside Europe really think? And for the Germans, it's not a global war, and they don't want it to be a global war. For others, it is, but on very different levels, as our readers would see from the respondents. There are many different aspects to this question and many different aspects to the answers.
Oh, yes, rich answers. I go to Marta Dassau, senior advisor for Europe at the Aspen Institute, mentioning India and South Africa in particular. I can add to that Brazil, Indonesia. There are a number of large, important states that are either not participating in sanctions or condemnation at the UN, or are entertaining Russian counselors. Is this again, it's hard to see from the European point of view, very difficult. I count on your correspondence. Is this a debating point? It's none of our affair. What about food security? Does that bring in voices that would otherwise would sit out the military part?
This is a really important point, because how do you define global war? It's not in the old conventional sense. There's a global war on climate change. There's a global war on security. There's a global war on food security. There's a global war on energy supplies. There's a global war on demography, on migration. So many aspects on the definition. So in some ways, you could say it's a global war, what Russia triggered off. There was huge problems with supplying grain to so many countries in Africa and the Middle East, and it led to shortages and huge inflation of bread prices and grain prices and other issues. So the whole definition of the war in that sense has changed. And some of the responders from Europe actually saw this and saw the repercussions and the changing definition of war, which actually President Vladimir Putin did trigger off.
Final detail, because we just have a minute, Judy, and I look forward to these meetings about the European point of view. in recent days, there have been small suggestions of the beginning of diplomacy between the U.S., NATO, and Russia, the Lavrov-Blinken meeting in New Delhi, or Brazil's Lula da Silva offering to arbitrate, and suggestion that Mr. Modi is. With 30 seconds, do you hear these same possibilities of diplomacy in Berlin? Are those featured in headlines? 30 seconds.
No, they're not. What would break this is how the Americans are going to involve Ukrainians and Russians together. We haven't come to this time yet. There's huge fighting in Bakhmut. Ukraine is determined not to lose Bakhmut. The time for negotiation, unfortunately, hasn't yet come. And Ukraine has to set the terms for this. Putin is not willing yet.
Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.